The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Bird's Eye View. Jesse and Mike here on this sunny but cold morning in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It is Western Mass playoff season. We'll jump right into it because we've had a bunch of games recently. I guess I can just in non-basketball news, the Berkshire Pond Hockey Classic was Saturday. Yeah. That was a good time down at Benedict Pond. Third straight year that they've had it. Second straight year they've been able to do it outside. It was very fun, very nice. Lots of little kids. Good vibes.
Year four, are we making a team?
Year four is the Eagle. WTBR
making a team.
WTBR. I don't know about PCDB that one.
Team?
I don't even own a pair of skates or a stick. So that'd be
I
a little
I haven't
bit,
skated since college. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I've been looking into it. Though,
that'd be rough. We could be. Well, they have two. They have the upper division and the lower division. So we'd be like the. We
go
0-3 in the lower division.
Heavy,
that sounds
we could throw
fun.
Some bodies around there.
Well, it's not supposed to be about hitting, Mike. It's supposed
oh,
to be,
sorry.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about fun, about hockey. No one wears. You wear a helmet, no one wears
I don't
pads.
Know. I watched that USA-Canada game.
Oh, that got me fired
my
up.
My little brother was super into it. So
that
like,
got
oh,
me fired up.
This.
That was awesome. Three fights in 9 seconds. That was elite. That was sensational.
That's today, too, I think, right?
Yeah, that's today as well. I mean, only the second biggest game to happen today because we'll have Pittsfield
it's
versus Deconic three. No, yeah, semifinal Thursday. So just a quick recap. Right
semifinal
now,
Wednesday, I guess, yesterday, too. But yeah.
We have. There are many, many, many semifinal games. So Berkshire County teams are in Class B, C, and D in Western Mass. In Class B, on the boys' side, you have Pittsfield versus Taconic. That's the third match this year. Taconic won the first two, and the winner of that game goes to the Western Mass final. Last year, Pittsfield beat Taconic at Taconic to reach the Western Mass final. This year, once again, back at Taconic, and... Mm-hmm. It's Pittsfield versus Taconic. Once again, we'll see if Taconic can get that three series sweep over PHS.
Mm-hmm.
You also have Monument versus South Hadley. That's the other Class B semifinal. And Monument has beaten South Hadley twice this year. They won the first game by 3 points. That was at South Hadley at home. They won, I think, by 25.
Mm-hmm.
So Monument looking to also make it to its second straight Western Mass final. If Pittsfield wins and Monument wins, that set up a rematch of last year. If Taconic wins, then that'd be Taconic versus Monument, which would be a semifinal rematch from 2 years ago. In any case...
Rematch from February 10th was
right.
The Monument-Taconic game.
Well, that was this year. I mean, two years ago, they played in the semifinals.
Yes, yeah.
So in any case, that the very good chance that could be an all-Berkshire game. Class B girls, Pittsfield won yesterday to punch their ticket. That's their third straight ticket to the Western Mass Finals, and they will be playing South Hadley. That's a rematch of last year. South Hadley won that game, so we'll see if PHS girls can get it done this year. We'll talk about a little bit more about that game later on. In Class C, we also have at least one Berkshire County team representing. Lennox is the one seed, and Lee is the four seed. So Lennox and Lee will play today, winner if that goes to the Class C girls final.
And that's also their third time playing
right,
each
that's
other
also
this year.
Yeah, Lennox won both games, I think, by 10 each time.
I believe both by double digits, yep. Yep.
Yeah, and so on the other side of the bracket, you have Renaissance, which is the two seed. They're playing Drury. Renaissance has kind of been a juggernaut, so we'll see if Drury can pull off the upset. But yeah, once again, so it most likely be Lennox versus Renaissance, which is a rematch of the Class C final last year. But we'll see what happens on the Class C boys' side. Drury is the two seed, and they host, who do they host tonight?
Granby.
No, Granby's the one
seed.
Sorry,
Granby's the one seed.
Granby's most, I believe Granby's already in. Granby's already made it to the Class C final. But so Drury has a game tonight.
Ware beat Lee.
Ware beat Lee, right. Yes. So Drury has to play Ware. If they beat Ware, then they are in
then
the Class C final for the first time since 2023. They missed it last year. In Class D, on the boys' side, all Berkshire teams are out. The Hoosick boys, they beat Mount Everett on Friday. And it was actually it was a reassuring game. It was as composed as I've seen of them, even without some pieces. It was a very controlled game. They beat Mount Everett. And then yesterday they played Duggan, which was the two seed. Duggan's, I believe, undefeated. Duggan lost to Hoosick in last year's Class D final. Hoosick needed a big second half comeback. This year, no dice. Duggan got revenge, 183-70. So Hoosick will not defend or loses its Class D crown. In any case, on the Class D girls' side. The Hoosier girls made it four straight trips to the Western Mass Final, looking for their fourth straight Western Mass Final in the new format. And they're going to play Munson, who they've beaten twice by double figures. I think twice by, like, over 20.
Likely, yeah. 51-35.
16-point win.
57-30, yeah.
And it's 27-point win, so, yeah.
Munson does, yeah, Munson has a 2,000-point score. She scored her 2,000-point, actually, at a game that I was at earlier this year when they beat Taconic, actually, on a buzzer beater after that girl had fallen out, Olivia Cherzan.
Cherzan.
So there is a slight wrinkle there with expecting a Hoosick blowout is... As the other team has,
True. I mean, they've blown out
as
twice.
As they say in the NBA, when you have the best player on the floor, yeah.
Yes.
There's a chance.
Hoosick has been a better team the first two times around. We'll see what happens in that one. But yeah, so I think we should start with just two of the games last night. I think briefly touch on Hoosick girls because they kind of just rolled through, who was it, Pioneer Valley? Granby. They rolled through Granby.
That's what the Granby was.
And that's kind of what we expected from them.
68-27 beat Granby last night. They won their opener 62-24. So it kind of goes to this whole point of kind of what are they doing in Class D.
Yes.
I
think there's starting to be some momentum at an administrative level of Class D and C do not need to be separate. You can have one just like Class C them together.
Yes. Yeah, you could. There are teams down here that are, I don't know. You could argue maybe no one else in D is deserving of being a postseason team. Really, I mean,
yeah, it's worse on the boys' side. There's a lot.
The boys' side would be tough to eliminate. Yeah,
but on the girls' side especially, it's like Hoosick would be the one seed in Class C, and I think maybe Munson would make Class C. But other than that, it's kind of like, because they played. I forget who they played in the first round in the quarterfinals, but that team was like 4-14. And
I mean, Munson is 6-12. The two seed.
Right. And they just deeply negative power ratings, but just because there's no one. And in any case, Hoosick looks like Hoosick. They're back. They're ready to go. On the other side, Pittsfield girls. Their game against Frontier seemed like the giant killer because they upset Wakona in Dalton. That was the 4-5 game. Frontier was 5. And
they had Lennox.
They almost had Lennox twice.
Game of the regular season. They had him. It took a Jocelyn Fairfield buzzer beater at Lennox to get to keep Lennox's, I guess, unbeaten record intact.
Right. And this game encapsulated every reason why the PHS girls can win every single game, and also why they can lose in the first round of the state tournament because they take a 20-point lead. Midway through the second quarter, and it's like, this game should be over. It should be over. And then they go 6 minutes without scoring, And it's just, and that's when Frontier goes on in the 13-0 run, and all of a sudden it's a very close game, and Pittsfield's got to just struggle for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And Frontier was not better. Frontier had some very good players. Frontier deserved to be there.
They're very
there.
Similar. They play similarly. They're very strong defensively. Very athletic. Not at the level of Pittsfield's athleticism, though.
They have a good center.
They're a level down from Pittsfield, but they play a similar style and intensity-wise.
They're very intense. Mm-hmm. They had a really good center who was big, biggest girl on the court, and she had good post moves. Mm-hmm. They had a couple of kids who could really hit threes. I could see them making a run in D4. But this game, Pittsfield would have lost because it gave the game away. So many bad turnovers. Only team that can beat Pittsfield, 100%. And it's one of those things where it's like, this game should not be close, and it was so close. It got to 60-59 Pittsfield at one point. And then they finally, I guess the growth, the silver lining is, because I've seen a lot of games this year, a lot of games in the last 3 years where PHS will go, 2-10 from the free throw line. And you're like, they're losing this game, or they're going to lose this game because of that. Mm-hmm. And this game in the fourth quarter, they were 7-8 from the stripe. That's really good. That's very good progress. Mm-hmm. Make your free throws. Make the gimmies. It was just they couldn't lock it down. They couldn't put them away. And credit to them for holding on and toughing out the win. Mm-hmm. But this is just one of those things where it's like, when are they going to be able to just put their foot down early? Like when you play South Hadley, you cannot have 4-minute stretches where you don't score. No. You just can't. That's why they lost last year. They had a 4-minute stretch at the end of the game where they didn't score and they lost. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing this year. If you don't score the ball for like 5 minutes, it doesn't, you know, you're not going to win. South Hadley's too good. The team's in D3. They're playing in Division 3. They're too good. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's credit to them. They held on, got the win, but they, you know, they were 0-13 from three to start the game, which they're not a 3-point shooting team, but that's like just real, real bad. So they got to put it all together.
Yeah, the biggest hindrance for Saturday is kind of the specter of these last 2 years.
Yep.
These last, I mean, more than 2 years if you go back pre state tournament stuff pre PVIC tournament stuff. That monkey there is mm-hmm. still there. When you show up at wherever you're going to be, Westfield High School,
Holyoke,
wherever you're going to be this weekend, and South Hadley sitting there with trophies in the trophy case, with confidence, they're a 2-loss team. They've lost twice all year. Once was a kind of a down the wire at Hoosick Valley, and then they lost their second game of the season way back then against Northampton. So a team that has plenty of pedigree to stand toe to toe with you.
Yeah. Pittsfield beat Northampton. Mm-hmm. You know, Pittsfield's absolutely good enough to win. It's just whether or not they can put it all together for 32 minutes. And that's mm-hmm. the thing. I don't think there's been a game this year. I haven't seen the Springfield Central game, and I can imagine the Central game was different. Mm-hmm. But other than maybe that, I have not seen a game where Pittsfield was locked in for 32 minutes. You know, on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they really haven't had to be in most of their
games.
In
a lot of games, they haven't had to be. Yeah. But, you know, like the Wakona game, they were not. And Wakona made a late push, and it got uncomfortable. And just a lot of these games, it's the same thing. So, yeah, you know, we'll see how they do. We'll see how they adjust. That should be a really good game on Saturday, date and time, or time to be determined, location to be determined. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine that will not be at the Boys and Girls Club because Seth Hadley wouldn't really be fair for them. But are you
true? What's fair though?
What's fair?
we don't know what's fair. If it winds up being Monument Pittsfield at Pittsfield.
I mean, a Monument's a half hour away. South Hadley's an hour 15 away.
Yeah, so that's that. And yeah, we said Hoosick girls will also be Saturday. We don't know where or when. But I guess, yeah, so neither of those are likely to be a doubleheader local anyway.
Most likely no doubleheader local.
I think last year was obviously Hoosick boys and girls were kind of attached at the hip.
Yeah, they were both at Westfield State. They just did them one after the other. That made it easy. I think the only time that would happen is if Drury girls pulled off the upset and then maybe they put the Drury boys and girls together.
Yeah.
But that Drury girls would have to pull off a serious upset. We'll preview all the upcoming Western Mass games in a moment here, but we will they're all tonight, but we will preview them in a second when we come back from break. So keep it locked here on WTBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Welcome back, everybody. Bird's Eye View, Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Jesse and Mike here. How's Hank?
Hanging in there.
He's hanging in there.
Still breathing.
Good.
Still breathing, still sleeping.
those are the two most important things.
Had an adventurous morning with had to get the other kid to school this morning, and he had to bring his favorite fruit for a friendship fruit salad, where I guess everyone brings their favorite fruit and they toss them in a bowl.
he didn't do anything weird like dragon fruit or something or, you know.
No, well, that was it. We couldn't, my wife and I like couldn't figure out because he's a kind of a fruit fiend, but he mixes it up so much. But ultimately went with blueberries, but didn't have blueberries in the house because we were traveling recently. And then, so this morning, the three of us, me and both kids, get in the car, drive to Stop and Shop, run into Stop and Shop, grab blueberries, got both of them, yanking them out. Then we get to school and yeah. He has blueberries for his friendship fruit salad. Maybe we should do that.
Walsh boys blueberry trip.
Yes. Yeah, monster foodies.
Well, speaking of teams that are blue, there's your slick transition. Drury boys, tonight they host where? Have they played where this year?
I'm not sure, but where is coming off. They just kind of, I mean, Lee, we talked a little bit in the past about potential kind of, Could Mount Everett, these boys teams that are kind of a level below getting into the tournament, can they pull off an upset? And Lee boys just got hammered.
Yeah.
66-30 was that game. And
I'll tell you what, it's not a huge surprise. Lee, this is like their first year being good in a while. And I think it was kind of like there's a step up in competition and they're not quite used to it yet.
Yeah. Doesn't look like Drury and Ware have played, no.
Okay. So in any case, Drury, like I said before, they were upset in the semifinals last year, I believe. And then year before that, that was the year they had Louis Gelati as a senior. He led them to a Western Mass Championship in Class C win over Greenfield. They're looking to get back for the first time since that 2023 year. And it'll be interesting to see how they do. It looks like they're finally getting a little healthy. Jorge Bond had an excellent game against Hoosick to end the season. He had a nice game in the quarterfinals, a win. Sam Mormon was excellent against Hoosick. It looks like maybe he's starting to come into his own a little bit. They got Connor Hinkle back. They got Miles Beauchamp back. I don't know how much of them.
I don't know. Yeah, Miles Beauchamp, I don't know if that was just a kind of a he played senior night thing. Because I don't believe he played in the quarterfinal.
Okay. Well, they're at least got Hinkle back.
Yes, Hinkle seems to be back full time.
He's a big boost.
Was a factor in the Hoosick game. For sure, and I think they'll probably need. This is going to be a test for Drury's defense. Where is a can score? They'd say obviously put 66 on Lee, 92 in the previous game, 72 before that. They got a bunch of kind of 70s, high 60s throughout the season. So, yeah, Drury. I don't want to say can't score with you, but when you're leaning so heavily on one guy, sometimes it's tough to get.
Drury's not putting up 80
high point totals. Yeah,
you know, Drury wants to win under 60, and that's definitely going to be a question mark if they can't stop Ware's offense. You know, Jorge Bond has, I think, been the second best guard in the county other than Manny Brown, and he has been his game has diversified so much, and it's been very impressive because as a freshman he was basically a 3-point shooter, and this year he shoots threes, but he can drive, he can get to the basket, he can finish at the rim with both hands. He can get rebounds. He plays defense. He passes well. He's done everything, and that's really helped Drury's offense because they needed him to take on that role. I think the big question will be, can Sam Mormon get involved? He's not great at getting his own shot, but if you set him up in the low post, he's pretty good, and he's good pulling down rebounds.
He might benefit more than anyone from Hinkle being there because Hinkle's just a really good kind of court vision, high post passer to kind of work off of Mormon. Jorge can do a little pick and roll, but not quite at the level that Connor Hinkle is able to distribute once he has that vision.
Right. Colin Daly getting back too gives him another big who can, you know, take some fouls. And then I think, you know, James Varelas has been someone. James is his first name, right?
Varelas? Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Is someone that Jack Rosette's talked a lot about, you know, stepping up. Same with Braden Durant, just kind of giving them some good defense, some good threes here and there. And that's, you know, they're going to look to those kids to step up, you know, in this game. It's a big game for Drury.
Monster game for Jorge in particular, just kind of how he came off of the end of last year in that state quarterfinal game at Pioneer Valley, where he looked very much the part of a kid. He does look very different. He plays very different this year. So this would be kind of if I'm carrying a team to a championship game, that's another level. You are now kind of scratching the surface of these. I think I forget what game it was, but Reset talked about it earlier this year. You know, we've had some really, really good players up here.
Yeah, that was the game I covered against Mahar. And he's said
this is
it.
Where like, this he is, can be.
Yeah, this is where he can be, and it's like, this is the next level. You know, it's not just the scoring, it's the passing, it's the leadership, like all these things. Can he take that next step? And, you know, he said that Jorge's, to his credit, has been embracing that. So, yeah, well, you know, we'll see what they can do. And I, you know, I guess we should.
You want to do Lee Lennox, and then we'll finish with the Class B boys kind of.
Sure. Yeah.
Real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah. So Lee Lennox tonight, as you said before, Lennox, I think 2 10-plus point wins over Lee this year. Mm-hmm. They've now made it 5 straight wins over Lee in the last 2 years. Because they won 3 times last year.
Yeah. So this is the same deal last year. They wound up meeting in the playoffs. Same deal again. You know, Lennox is kind of the another level, and Lee is continually trying to punch up to that level and punch through that level. And I don't know. I mean, this is obviously Lee is better than they were last year, but I don't know that Lennox is kind of ready to relent the mantle.
No, I agree. I don't think Lennox is ready to give that one up. I think Lennox definitely wants Renaissance one more time, you know, in the Western Mass final. And yeah, it's just Lee's a good team, but their better players are still young, and they need another year, whereas Lennox is a lot more experienced. They've been here before.
Yeah, Lennox sets up kind of well against Lee because you have the Kelsey Kirchner-Mika Diller matchup is a bit of a wash. And what impressed me with Lee, I did see this prior matchup a few weeks ago when, let's see. Back on January 27th, Lennox wound up winning at Lee 57-44. And what impressed me most about Lee was those kind of how active their guards were. I think it's Tamia Andrade.
Mia
was a super impressive defender, just kind of hounding Lennox's ball handlers. But the benefit for Lennox is you have at least two very competent ball handlers in Chloe Parsenios and Jocelyn Fairfield. So it didn't kind of have the ultimate desired effect. It certainly slowed down Lennox, but not to the amount where Lee was able to score with them going the other way.
And I think the issue, too, is, you know, Mika Diller is good in the post. But once again, as you said, you got Kelsey Kirchner who can kind of negate that. Mm-hmm. And then for Lee, Gianna Carlino's a good shooter, and Mia Polari is a decent driver. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of it, you know? And if
offensively, if the shot
isn't falling, then Carlino's in a little bit of trouble. Lennox has so many more scores. Mm-hmm. You know, Parsenios is not actually a huge scorer, but she's an excellent distributor, and she will pass people open. Jocelyn Fairfield's good.
Can score, yeah. All these girls can score
Giuliano
between
can score.
15 to 20.
Yeah, like so they have Evelyn Giuliano can come in with, you know, 8 points when you need it. Kate Chove can hit a couple. Like, yeah, they just have so many kids who will hit shots without thinking, and that's that's really hard to defend.
Mm-hmm. All right, so The Class B semifinals is tonight. We're going to find out what the matchup is, very likely at the Boys and Girls Club for Saturday night.
No, we should say Lennox Lee is also tonight.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's at Lennox.
Sorry, this is my transfer to the full-on Class B Boys semifinal.
Mike had to get himself ready to lock in for this one.
Yeah, so I'll be down in Monument tonight. Jesse will be at the club. Not at the club, it's at Taconic.
It's at Taconic, yes.
Taconic gets that home game, which they
didn't help them last year.
They are... I mean, it's not arguably they're a better team this year than Pittsville. They're 2-0 against them.
I should also say, by the way, because tickets go live at 3 p.m. today, get your tickets. Because I was talking to Brandon Russo, the AD, yesterday, and he was filling out. He had these like sheets, mm-hmm. and so basically, like students had between 9 and 1, I think, today to. Not buy a ticket, but like get one of those slips. So it's like reserves their right to buy a ticket. So it's like mm-hmm. you have to go into the door with one of those slips or you're not getting a ticket. And then at 3 o'clock, then normal tickets get sold for everyone else. So yeah, this game is going to get filled up. So if you want a ticket, get there early.
I mean, both enter having, you have to feel very confident if you're Pittsfield coming off a serious string of wins.
Like five straight.
Taconic, you can't feel much more confident than beating Monument.
Yep. And having being 2-0 up on Pittsfield.
Yes.
I mean,
you
second game.
You have them. Yeah.
That second game was not close. You know, I mean, the first game was back and forth. Taconic took a lead. Then Pittsfield came all the way back, took a lead. It, you know, it's really close. Taconic wins on a buzzer beater. And you can, for Pittsfield, you can be like, all right, whatever. You know, they got the buzzer beater. Deck shot goes different. We play overtime. Maybe we win. You know, Quincy Abel had a great game. He got hurt, so we didn't have him. Then the second game, you know, Taconic was up double figures. Pittsfield cuts it down to 4 or 5. And then Taconic wins by 11, you know, or 14, whatever it was. Like, it wasn't, you know, it was not all that close to, you know, at the end of the fourth quarter. And so for this game, yeah, for Taconic, you're like, we know how to beat you guys.
Yeah, I think the biggest, I mean, one of the bigger, Nate Reynolds' run right now that he's on with, he's up
been,
to 43s on
heater.
The season. Yeah, 17, again, in the one over Monument, then he follows it up with 12, and then 11 in the kind of blowout win over Frontier, so could have been more there. He's changed kind of their dynamic, and it's, I don't want to say it's been a long time since they've had a guy who can hit 43s in a season. I think Jermall may have gotten close to that last year by the end.
That state championship team.
Of course, yes. Yeah. That's what I mean. I can't say it's been forever.
Sure, yeah.
But that dynamic was certainly kind of missing from last year, having an off guard who can shoot at that level. And they have it this year. Christopher can also kind of get going a little bit. McGrath can step out when needed. So they have a different dynamic now if Pittsfield does figure some things out, which you're bound to do playing a team for the third time. If you're able to navigate Kyle McGrath a little bit better, you're able to navigate offensively against Martin Bua a little bit better. You know, you're not going right up and getting your shot sent into the third row. You're up faking because you now know. Hey,
yes, no,
this guy's gonna
and
swat
to be clear,
the heck
like,
out of it.
Martin Bua probably has 2 blocks a game or something close to that. You know, yeah, he absolutely will get up on there. Yeah, that's a good point. The diversity of Taconic's offense was a huge issue last year, and it's become less so this year because, yeah, Nate Reynolds has been on a heater, been hitting big threes when they needed. Bill Hafey said as much, that he's got the green light. He can shoot it. He can hit 2-3 in a row, and we need that. Quentin Christopher can hit some. Evan Roccabruna actually has stepped up his game a lot in recent games. He was kind of thrust into action against Monument because of injuries and fouls, and he's hit 2 threes against Frontier, I want to say. I think he's kind of got a green light. Christopher King, who I believe has been sick, but I think he's back. Or
Quincy. Quincy King.
Quincy King, excuse me. Quincy King.
Quentin Christopher Quincy King.
Right, yes. And then don't forget Quincy Abley on PHS.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
All the Q names. In any case, Quincy King definitely showed some three-point ability. So, yeah, the fact that Taconic's offense is now more than we're going to throw it to Kyle McGrath in the post is really, really deadly. Because also, when they give it to Kyle McGrath in the post, it's incredibly hard to stop. Yeah. So the fact that they can now spread you out too, that's going to be huge. And that's going to be the matchup that decides the game, I think, because Pittsfield definitely, they get out in transition. They have some shooters. You know, Kyle Cardoso can shoot. He can drive. He can get inside. Freddie Conyers is a driver, but they have a lot of guards. Brandon Sullivan, Noah Kane Smalls. Who else? There's one other now that I'm forgetting. But they have some guys who can Bryan Thompson. They got some guys who can shoot. And the question is going to be, can they stop McGrath and Bua? You know, if McGrath has a calm 30, Pittsfield's going to lose because that just means Taconic is getting it inside and scoring every time. And, you know, if Taconic has a 15-rebound advantage, it's, you know, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, it winds up being a slow game, and Pittsfield kind of has no shot.
Right, and Quincy Eboli, who I've been talking about, I mean, he had a fantastic game in the first one on the floor. When he got hurt, that's when Pittsfield's offense fell asleep. So if he's back in this game, how does he play? How does he do? Because he really helped stop that inside attack to McGrath. So will he be able to do that in this time around? You know, he's a lot smaller than McGrath, but he is he plays big. He rebounds well. You know, he's pretty bouncy.
Yeah.
So that's definitely going to be a question.
Cool. And then down in Great Barrington, 6 o'clock start tonight, I'm sure also will be packed just from straight up Monument fans.
Yeah.
They host South Hadley again, a third matchup this year. Monument's won both previously. We don't really know what happened that first matchup, but it was a tight one. The second one was kind of we had obviously circled it as this is one of Monument's games this year to look at, and they answered that call pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that was the game Griffin McElroy started 6-6 from three, and
yeah.
that was the end of it. Yeah, I mean, I think the first game, Monument coach Randy Cole has basically said, like, we weren't shooting that great, and you know, the crowd kind of got to us a little bit, and, you know, they held on for the win. And then this game, or the second game at home, they were feeling it, they were feeling the crowd, they were getting their shots, and that was kind of why the game was, because they were, I mean, Manny Brown, I think, because I wrote, because Griffin McElroy was 6 of 7 for 3, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. But even like Manny Brown, I think, was something like 4 of 7, 4 of 8. So, like, he was still very, very good. Mm-hmm. And that's just really hard to beat. So the question, yeah, will be how will they shoot? How will South Hadley come out?
And how then, do you kind of set yourself up for what comes next? Because if it's Taconic and Don Colodi has now the specter of he was scoreless, shut out against Kyle McGrath.
McGrath took his lunch money.
Yeah. So a little extra motivation there. But, I mean, I don't want to say, like, don't get ahead of yourselves, look ahead, because I don't worry about that with Monument tonight. I think they'll be fully gamed up for South Hadley. But when it comes, there's some serious questions that need to be answered.
There's a specter looming over them, and we'll see how they answer the call tonight. That'll do it for our show. We'll be out there in Western Mass action and on the final. So good luck to everyone playing, and everyone take a good week.